Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's Paulette Morrison.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. The lady I just spoke with said that I had purchased a Wi-Fi booster back in October, but I don't need a Wi-Fi booster. I by myself, so I don't know why I would get one.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and look into that. One moment. Okay, so I do see on this account that someone did initially purchase a Wi-Fi booster that was back on October the 29th. It was offered as a promotional gift into a membership. The initial shipping and handling price would have been $7.45, and from then on, it's a monthly charge. The monthly charge allows you to get an online account to the store, discount goods, and you get a $125 gift card to that store. Have you ever had a Wi-Fi booster delivered to you at all?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Okay, well, since you do not recall creating this account and you do not recall receiving that item, I can file this as a fraudulent claim for you. Now, I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is forked for a pending investigation and that any false claim can result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure you didn't create this account, I can file it as a fraudulent claim and assist you with getting refunded. Would you like me to proceed with that?
Yes, ma'am, I would.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and mark this down as a fraudulent claim, and we'll start the fraud investigation that comes along with the process. Now, due to the age of the account, I'm not able to refund the account all the way back until October, but I can get you the latest charge refunded for $56.95.
Okay.
So I could process the refund today, and it would take at least 3 to 5 business days to show into your account.
Okay.
Okay, and also the account is canceled. That prevents any future charges. We'll text you once the fraud investigation has ended.
Okay.
All right. I haven't
noticed any other charges in my account. Was there any other charges taken out of my account?
There was a second charge in June, on June the 13th. That was for $56.95 as well.
Yeah, I never noticed that one, so I'll go back and look. I don't expect you to take it out if it was, but I don't remember ever seeing it, and that's a big sum for me not to notice. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Well, you can check back on your account. It was taken out around June the 13th. So check around June the 13th through the 15th. But I can get you that June charge refunded, too.
Okay.
Okay, so just with the same first refund for the July charge, it'll take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay, and is there anything else I could assist you with?
No, that'll be all.
Okay. Well, thank you for contacting customer service, and have a great day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.